welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show with your host, Ted and Austin Brower, bringing you the latest news and world news and health research and all kinds of great information today on this wonderful Friday. I got Dad with us again today. He's going to be on for about half the show. Then he will be on the Hagman Show tonight, which is going to be pretty exciting. But how are you doing today, Dad? You getting prepped for everything?
Oh, I am. I've got a little bit more research I've got to do. Plus, folks don't realize, you know, when I do the Hagman Show, I try to do all this information that we haven't covered anywhere else, so it'll be fresh. And so I've got to pull out, literally have to prep for two shows today. Plus, this Hagman Show is 3 hours, so like a three-hour prep. And also, on Sunday night, I'll be on with Dave Hodges from 8 until 9. So that'll be a blast, too. So if you guys are listening, 8 to 9, Sunday night, the first hour of the Dave Hodges Show, I'll be on with Dave, so you guys will get to hear me both from 7 to 8 and from 8 to 9 on Sunday night on the Global Star Network. Plus, we're also tonight on the Rents Network, and we're also after Hagman at 10 p.m. every night on Global Star in case you missed the show. Plus, we've got the 24-hour listen line. So thanks for listening, guys. Well, the Religion of Peace did it again, Austin, over there in Nice yesterday. They drove a truck through a bunch of folks over there and killed 77 people. So ISIS is claiming it, so it was Bastille Day, and so the Religion of Peace killed 70 people. Now it's into the thousands in the last couple of months that they've killed. So, you know, I don't know why in the world, you know, we can't call this Muslim extremists and everything else in the United States, but this political correctness that we have is absolutely insane. But again, the global elite that they call themselves, these Rothschild banker boys who pretty much run everything, they want to bring in a new world order. And we're going to go into detail on that tonight and how they've managed to do that. Starting back at World War I with Carol Quigley and the gang. It's going to be a good show tonight on Hagman. You guys are going to have to listen to this one. It's going to be a really detailed show on what they've done and what they're planning on doing. And that'll be on with Doug tonight. But what do you think about the Religion of Peace killing another 80 people over there in France, eh, Austin?
It was pretty horrific, man. I was looking at some of the photos today. This definitely wasn't anything fake. I mean, there's photos all over the place of bodies everywhere. And
that's how you got
covers up. Yeah, it was a bloody mess, man. That was horrific. I mean, he just apparently took this truck and just zigzagged at like 40, 50 miles an hour through just crowds of people, just running people over all over the place, went on this giant rampage till they finally shot him essentially through the windshield. And what's interesting, though, is they're claiming that the police are claiming that he had a cache of guns, grenades, and larger weapons on the truck and apparently at his house. What I find odd about that is if that's really true, why in the world did he just go on a rampage with a truck? Why didn't he do another one of these, you know, shooting things? I'm not sure. One thing that I know that will probably get brought up about this, since they won't have the firearm confiscation to throw back on, you know, because now he didn't actually use a gun, so they can't sit here and say it's the gun's fault, we need to ban guns. Remember what I talked about a couple weeks ago with the auto-driving cars and all the stuff they're doing with OnStar and pushing this now? See, when stuff like this starts happening, now it helps them push the whole, you can't drive, you don't have the ability to drive. It's much safer if we let an automated system drive you, and we started putting that in these vehicles. So it's interesting, though, that, you know, we've talked about that quite a few times, and now we see something like this. Whether or not that's going to escalate to that, I don't know. But I am praying for the people over there because it was pretty horrific. But again, like you said, the Religion of Peace strikes again with more fatalities. Pretty sad. And I mean, we can keep going on and on about this, but any individual that wants to or thinks that Sharia law needs to be practiced, that thinks that radical Islam is okay behavior, needs to be deported out of any country they're in, and they can go back over their sandbox and go play with all the other radical Muslims and keep doing this type of behavior among one another. But this type of behavior does not belong in a civilized society at all. Not at all. So that's one thing that, you know, Trump called it out months ago was talking about it, not letting radical Islam in and putting a hold so we can figure out what these guys want. Now we see another one now that was absolutely horrific with a vehicle. And it's just sad, man. It's really sad.
No, it is sad because the crazy part about this is they live in these hell holes in the Middle East, except for Libya. Libya wasn't that bad, and Egypt wasn't that bad. Oh, that's right. That's right. We overthrew those countries. That's right. Iraq was one of the top countries in the Middle East. Oh, that's right. We overthrew them, too. Oh, Syria. They were pretty – oh, now we blew up Syria, too. So pretty much all the countries that are Muslim that aren't hell holes, we've blown up. So now we've created these giant hell holes everybody wants out of, and now they want to come over here and create another hell hole and start blowing us up because we blew them up, which I really can't say as a blame, I'll be honest with you, Austin. I mean, if I was, you know, I can't say that. I wish I could find some reasonable explanation. They say we don't need to bring them over here. How about that? How about we don't need to bring them here because they're going to do what we did to them back to us over here, whether you want them to or not. That's what they're doing in France now. And it's like a couple of years ago when the guy starts, you know, screaming, you know, Allah and his little war chants they do, and you know, jihad, and he's in the airplane, and he crashes that airplane like on his retirement flight, kills everybody in that. You remember that was a couple of years ago. I mean, the whole thing is just nuts. A big old passenger plane. You know, these guys, their wires are kind of crossed funny, right? They're not real bright because they do a lot of inbreeding. And so they kind of get taught to do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, and they're easy to program. And I mean, quite frankly, you got to be pretty stupid to push a button on a suicide vest. I mean, because you're supposed to get 67 virgins. I mean, you know, your life must be so horrible that you're willing to do anything to get rid of your life here just for the chance of getting your 67 virgins. Now, you know, I don't even know what to say other than that, except for you're not dealing with, you know, a bunch of Mensa candidates here doing this. And it's kind of crazy. Oh, by the way, it's official now. Speaking of Muslims, our Muslim president has 6 of 7 of his remaining Obamacare co-ops are on the brink of bankruptcy. So out of the last 7 that are left, because the other ones have already punched out and collapsed, 6 out of 7 are left, and they're all on the brink of bankruptcy. So there you go. And Obama, by the way, the idiot Senate and idiot House now have signed this Black Act, Dark Act again, and so now they don't want us to know again what's in our food. And so Obama is expected to sign this into law, backed by the GMO label billing folks from Monsanto and Whole Foods. So guys, hate to give you that kind of news, but we've got it, and so it's here, and so we're going to have a real problem. So just I hope and pray they put enough of those little tags on there without 800 numbers and you can actually hit it with your cell phone and you see what's in everything. But again, the vast majority of the consumers are not going to do that, especially in the regular grocery stores. And they're just going to continue to eat the poison and be done with all that. Now, here's what's interesting about the polls with Hillary with Rasmussen. Rasmussen poll says Trump has taken a 7-point lead over the wicked witch coven leader of California, Hillary Rodham. Let's see who we can kill next week, Clinton. The Rasmussen reports just days after the Republican National Convention is expected to formally nominate him for president, Donald Trump has taken the largest lead yet over Hillary Clinton. The latest Rasmussen Report's weekly White House Watch survey of likely U.S. voters finds Trump with a 44% support to Clinton's 37, 13% for some other campaign for some other candidates, 6% are undecided. This is the third week in a row that the Donald has held the lead. Although last week he was ahead by about 2%, this week he's up to 7%. This week's findings represent Trump's highest level of support in the surveys since last October and show Clinton continuing to lose ground. Well, you know, I think she really, really, really soiled herself with this whole FBI thing. She would have been better off, as far as I'm concerned, Austin, to go ahead and let the FBI charge her, be humble and contrite, let Obama pardon her. That would have been the end of it. Then we'd have known we have a rule of law and that basically the Clintons aren't above the law. And Obama, being the sitting president, and she was the Secretary of State under him, could have said, look, she was working underneath me. I see no reason to do this and destroy this woman. We're going to give her a full pardon. Let her run for president. That's what I think should have happened. But this being – guys, let me put it this way. I don't for one second believe Loretta Lynch was not threatened by Bill Clinton. She got the stick and the carrot. That's what she got. You're fixing to do with Vince Foster. You're fixing to disappear. You're fixing to do whatever. Somebody's going to find you hanging. You're going to hang yourself with a suicide note, or you're going to get $100 million into an offshore account somewhere. So, you know, sponsored by the Clinton Foundation. Which one do you want? You go ahead and choose. You got about 5 more minutes so I can stay on this airplane with you. Because a week later, she's out of the copper. No. What do you think, Oz?
No, there's definitely something really, really shady about that whole situation. Like you said, seeing the fact when the FBI turns around and drops all charges like that for absolutely no legitimate purpose at all, clearly showed the American public, like you said, there is no rule of law. And going back to the Affordable Care Act we were talking about, there were 23 co-ops, and now essentially 6 of them are left. But what's interesting that a lot of people haven't talked about was the whole point of, you know, the actual written point that they tried to tell us was Obamacare was to solve the problem of creating the insurance exchanges for state marketplaces where individuals would be able to shop and basically have competitive insurance. But what's happened now with all these co-ops going out of business, I mean, we're literally talking about almost 23 out of 23 are going to be failed now. Right now we're at like 17 out of 23. But many rural areas, a lot of people aren't talking about this, with the Obamacare's exchanges, they'll be served by one insurer. A recent report by Kaiser Family Foundation found that some 650 counties in the states of Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arizona, and Oklahoma will likely have just one carrier next year. In Wyoming, Alaska, and Alabama, the exchanges will feature no competition anywhere in the entire state. In places like this, Obamacare has not solved the problem of too little competition in the health insurance market. It has completely contributed to it. And, you know, we talked about this, guys. We didn't have the radio show back then, but, you know, we talked to a lot of people in emails, a lot of people in person, and this whole Obamacare thing was designed to fail from the beginning.
That's
and
right.
Force the American public to foot the multi-billion-dollar bill that we're going to get saddled with again, and that's what it was all about. And now everybody's insurance rates are going through the roof. Every person I talk to is having, I mean, just average basic insurance now is like $300 to $400 to $500 a month just for basic insurance with a heavy deductible. And I mean, if you're making, you know, low income or even moderate income, you're talking about $4,000 to $5,000 to $6,000 a year just for your monthly premium, and then you got a $10,000 deductible if you got to go to the hospital. I mean, guys, you're talking about like half of your salary, you know, for some people if something happens. And, you know, I mean, it's not even functional. So, I mean, it's really sad to see this happening, but again, we talked about it years ago, is this is exactly what was supposed to happen, and at the same time when they did Obamacare, they were able to get their little fine for the Obamacare people that don't want to basically get insurance, what they put in there now. So now not only have they completely ruined the marketplace for insurance, the premiums have gone through the roof, now they're going to be leaving insurers with literally only one option in a lot of these states at all, which means their prices are going to go up through the roof. Now, if you decide to drop coverage, there's the kicker. If you decide to drop coverage because it's so stinking expensive, you're fined $1,000 a year now. I think 2017 is going up more. It's going to be like $1,200 is going to be the penalty. And so what they do is they just garnish it right out of your taxes. And then, because IRS controls it, eventually it'll get to a point where you have a contract when you file a tax return. They'll come after you civilly and try and take whatever they can from you to pay your Obamacare fees, taxes, fines, whatever you want to refer to them as. So it was a giant sham. It still is a sham. It's an even worse sham now. And it's really, really sad to me that we allowed this to happen to ourselves. It really is.
Well, you know, it's funny. 5 years ago, with this whole Obama nightmare, when the gay Kenyan decided to do this, I decided I was done. And so I canceled my health insurance, just canceled it all. Because it was, you know, a family of four people, four kids to two adults. I mean, it was, gosh, it was $1,500 to $1,800 a month with a $10,000 deductible. I mean, what a joke that whole thing is anyhow. You know, especially like you negotiated, I know, with your health insurance coverage, Austin, to get a 75% discount on your hospital stay, which made it actually reasonable. But the craziest thing about all of this is, you know, now I'm being taxed, you know, on my returns on whatever. From the IRS, I'm being, you know, basically fined because I don't have health insurance. Here's the interesting part about that. I don't have health insurance, but I'm still being fined. Where's the money going that's going to the fine? I mean, do I get insurance in lieu of my fine? Is the fine supposed to cover the coverage? What does the fine do? Where does the fine go? What does the fine pay? Because they don't have me insured. I mean, it's so weird. I mean, that I'm getting fined, but I still don't have health insurance. What I did is I stacked my uninsured motorists on my cars, which cost like an extra $20 a month. Got like three vehicles. And we basically pay like an extra $60 a month. And what it does, it stacks my health insurance on all of the vehicles together. And so then I have a pretty good health insurance policy if I get injured in the automobile just as uninsured motorists. And of course, at Health Masters, we've got workman's comp. So if I get injured at work, then I'm covered there also. So that's how I look at the whole thing. You can't be in a situation where you have no insurance. I mean, I have two insurance companies already with workman's comp and the stacked motorist coverage. And, you know, of course, I'm not going to do any type of chemotherapy or radiation. And so I'm not going to do that. I do chelation therapy on a regular basis. So I'm not planning on having heavy heart issues. So truth is, I'm not going to use their policy, nor did I ever use their policy after I had it for years and years and years, that huge deductible. And so I've just saved money for the last 5 years. It's been kind of nice, actually. And so now it's going to go higher and higher. Because remember, the Obamacare was written by the insurance companies. It was written to massively increase the profits. And that's what it's done. And now all the people that were poor, that were getting subsidized health insurance, they're not going to get it anymore. All of their premiums are going up for all the people that I know that were paying, you know, $25-$50 a month. That's gone now. By the way, Trump has now picked Pence. This is basically a complete and total home run. I thank God Almighty he did not pick Newt Gingrich. We talked about that the other day, especially with Newt's involvement with the Diebold election fraud, his multiple wives, his contract with America, him leaving the doggone house in just complete and total shame. I mean, we did not need that career politician snake in the White House. So Pence is going to be a good one. In fact, Breitbart says the NRA's board member, Ken Blackwell, who's also a senior fellow with the Family Research Council, called Pence a home run choice after reports emerged that Trump tapped Pence as his VP. Although the billionaire hasn't officially made the announcement, which he has now, Mike is a fellow Midwesterner and a fellow rock-solid conservative, and he'll be a huge help on both scores, especially with the evangelical vote. Mike has been a successful governor and chief executive. He's been a successful legislator in Congress and commands deep respect across the board in the Republican Party and across the aisle with Democrats. He'll be an exceptional asset as Mr. Trump's running mate. He'll help unify the party and will take the battle to the Democrats in the fall up and down the ballot. Susan B. Anthony, president of the nonprofit pro-life organization, praised Pence's pro-life record. Mr. Trump's selection of Governor Mike Pence and his vice president is an affirmation of the pro-life commitments he has made to evangelicals and to pro-life grassroots. Governor Pence is a proven pro-life champion both during his time in Congress and as governor of Indiana. It was Mike Pence who led the effort to defund Planned Parenthood in Congress. Amen. And it was Governor Pence who signed into law a historic bill protecting unborn children from lethal discrimination in the womb. Mike Pence is a pro-life trailblazer, and Mr. Trump could not have made a better choice. Trump plans to make his vice presidential pick official, which he's already done now. So congratulations, Mr. Trump. Him or Jeff Sessions, either one would have been phenomenal. This will really bring in the evangelical vote. Well done, well done. What do you think, Austin?
It definitely will. Now, I was looking today. I saw another article today. Did he 100% come out and say that he's picked him now? Because I saw that he was supposed to declare it today, but then Donald came out last night and said that he was going to postpone his news conference for today for his vice president announcement. So I wasn't sure if he is still going to do it, or, I mean, if that's going to 100%, if Pence is the guy or not. I wasn't sure if you had heard that or not yet.
I mean, look, I thought I had read that he was he had made the announcement. But now
that's what I had thought, too. And then he said he was going to postpone it due to the France terror attack. Either way, from what I'm reading, it seems to be that Pence is going to be pretty much the guy.
It says the Democratic knives come out for Pence pick moments after Trump tweets it. Trump selects Mike Pence. Yeah, he's it. He's in.
Okay, good.
He's all over. Yep. So that was today. He said, I am pleased to announce that I've chosen Governor Mike Pence as my vice presidential running mate. News conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. So, yes. So, how about that? So, yes, he is in, and Pence is it. So, there you go.
Good. So,
it's going to be interesting with Pence, too, because the evangelical vote, first of all, you guys, and I'm one of you guys, but I'm not this way, you guys are a bunch of flakes. Okay? I mean, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, you guys are the same guys that are completely and totally have been nailing Donald Trump because he's been married before. You've been nailing Donald Trump because he's a New Yorker. You've been nailing Donald Trump for everything. I mean, it's been ridiculous. Pat Robertson has done it on the 700 Club. He's nailed him repeatedly, won't even promote him. I mean, it's complete nonsense. I mean, guys, he's anti-abortion. He's anti-Hillary. He's a billionaire. He doesn't believe in... What do you want? How high do you want to set the bar? You want to If Jesus Christ comes back, good Lord, you'd find something wrong with him too if you want to run for president. I mean, don't do that. I mean, we're not electing a priest here or a pastor to be president. We're not doing that. We're electing a career business guy who's not even a politician. And that's what we need. We need somebody who knows how to run a company, which is what the United States has turned into. And we need somebody who at least espouses Christian values. And Trump has said now publicly that he has been born again. So I don't know how high this bar needs to get. Austin, do you have any suggestions on how high the bar needs to get?
I'm completely with you on that. That's why I've had so many people say that. It's like, well, you know, this and that. And I'm like, well, what are you voting for here? Are you going to vote for Hillary? I mean, the Benghazi slayer, I mean, the one who let all that happen, is that where we're going with this? So, I don't know, a lot of people are just completely out of control with it. Nobody really wants to use their brain anymore. I think so many people just want to have, and it's what I notice a lot, guys, and forgive me, because a lot of you aren't like this, most of our listeners aren't like this at all, but you run into people a lot of times where they just have to have something to complain about. It doesn't matter if it's a clear blue sky, sunny day. They have to find something to gripe about. They have to find something to complain about. It doesn't matter if they come in contact with somebody that's really nice, really friendly. They say, oh, well, that person's just, they're too bubbly. I don't like them. They're too happy.
Or they're vice versa. They're too friendly.
Yeah, I mean, and I've heard it before. I really have. It's so, it's kind of one of these things where a lot of these people start this. I don't even respond to them anymore. I don't even dignify their statements. I just look at them and say, don't talk to me anymore. I'm not going to waste my time with you.
Last year it happened to me. I picked a word that I had not vetted all the way. I used it correctly from an anatomical standpoint and from an energy standpoint. I didn't realize that other meanings to it, but I used it correctly with the correct meaning, and I got basically slammed by folks online because I was a quote New Ager, which wasn't even true. I'm a born again believer. I love Jesus Christ with all of my heart, and you know, it's funny because the Christians, you know, were accusing me of being a New Ager, and the New Agers are accusing me of being Christian. And I'm like, what the heck is this? I'm caught here in the middle because my own Christian folks that are supposed to be supporting me are slamming me, and it's complete nonsense. We can't act like this. We've got to support Trump. I mean, it's going to be hard enough to win. I don't think they can hack every single district in the United States. I don't think they've got that technology. There's too many voting districts. Too many exit polls. I don't think it's possible. They can do key districts and key swing states. They can do that. But if it's a landslide, I'm talking a Reagan landslide. A Reagan landslide back from 1980 when he carries like every single state. They can't stop it, Austin. They really can't. I don't believe they can. Not without having just, you know, rioting in the streets. I mean, it'll be blatantly obvious. But then again, I never thought they'd let the Wicked Witch go and not indict her for what she did with those emails. So I guess they can do anything they want. The people have fallen into this stupor induced from the fluoride and the statin drugs and GMOs and the tricyclic antidepressants and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and all of these different chemicals that are put into the food supply with the bisphenol A's. Everybody's gone into this giant mushy state. Women have gotten more aggressive because of the hormones. Men have gotten ridiculously passive, but this is what they wanted to do. They wanted to reprogram the society. I'm going to talk about that tonight on Hagwood Show. What's your next story, buddy?
Well, this is interesting, too, now, with the whole thing that's going on with the DARK Act 2.0 that we're seeing now. A number of farmer and consumer advocate groups are breaking ties with the Organic Trade Association after everybody's discovering now that the membership-based organization has been representing the entire organic industry in both Canada and the United States, and has sold out to big agribusiness by extending its support to the bill known as DARK Act 2.0. Apparently, the Organic Trade Association has sold everybody out. They've completely supported this bill. They've supported the companies that are basically completely for this bill, Monsanto, Whole Foods, all this stuff now.
That's right.
Now even the Organic Seed Growers and Trade Association was one of the other groups now that has jumped ship from the OTA. They citing the organization's duplicity towards organic farmers and consumers with its support for legislation that preempts existing state laws like those of Vermont and Connecticut that mandate proper labeling for GMOs. They're absolutely outraged, and they said that the OTA has betrayed all its members by throwing its support behind efforts to unlabel GMOs in order to basically support companies like Monsanto. the one of the ladies on here, you see here, she was she stated on here the bill was written, bought, and paid for by corporations who clearly have something to hide, replacing clear on-package labels with a system that is convoluted, inconvenient, and discriminates against anybody that is either older, poor, or anyone without a smartphone or internet access is inexcusable, especially when consumers in 64 other countries have the right to the same information. If this bill becomes law when Obama signs it, which so far he's already said he will, they said the food and biotech industries win exactly what they wanted. The so-called compromise does not mandate recalls, penalties, or fines for noncompliance. Guys, listen to what I just said on there. This dark act, too, since not many people have gotten to read it yet, the so-called compromise with Dark Act 2 does not mandate recalls, penalties, or fines for noncompliance, and many loopholes in the bill will leave GMO ingredients exempt from any labeling requirements. So there's nothing that it's even requiring. If they decide not to follow it and they don't put some bogus QR code or some bogus phone number that you can call and sit on hold for 45 minutes until nobody picks up and then you leave a message that nobody calls you back on, they still don't get fined for being non-compliant. So this whole thing was complete and total fabrication. It was obfuscation. It was written and planned by Monsanto. They knew exactly what they were doing. And again, they completely took advantage of the American population by trying to make us think originally that this was some type of really, really beneficial labeling act that was going to show us what was in our food, when all reality, it was complete and total smokescreen that did nothing to actually strengthen the GMO food companies like Monsanto and allowing their garbage to be put in foods, and we still can't do anything about it now because now this law is going back and superseding the Vermont and Connecticut laws that clearly stated we had to have labeled GMOs on the packaging, had to state it on there now. So they've gone back, completely retroactively deleted those laws in the states with a federal bill now. Mm-hmm. Man, that's frustrating.
They've overridden states' rights again.
Again.
Okay.
Again.
Remember something, guys. The gay Kenyan is a chain smoker. Plus, he has these huge parties at the White House all the time. They said he's also a cokehead. I've heard he's on heroin. I don't know if any of that stuff is true. I don't care. He's out of office in a few months. Whatever. Okay. It'll be just a footnote of history here pretty quickly that we had this nutbag in the White House. But we know he's a chain smoker. I've seen him repeatedly in pictures smoking cigarettes. Now, how in the world is a cigarette? There's a guy take a picture of Obama with a cigarette in his mouth, that the guy's not just hammering cigarettes. Because, I mean, this is not something you're supposed to be doing as a president on camera, because it shows weakness, because it shows an addiction right there. So if you, when you listen to his friends from high school, he was a repeated cocaine user and other drugs in high school, and along with being a homosexual, according to his friends in high school and according to the guys in the gay clubs in Chicago. So, guys, listen to me. He doesn't care about GMO foods. The reason I said all that was to say that. He doesn't care what he eats. Are you kidding me? He doesn't care about GMOs. He doesn't care. He probably just eats junk food all the time. It doesn't make any difference to him. Because if he's smoking, he doesn't care about GMOs. He doesn't care about his health anyhow. He's probably got some kind of crazy medical program now that they've got with all these advanced things they do with these world leaders, that he's probably going to live to be 100 smoking 5 packs of cigarettes a day. I mean, you don't know what they're doing now with all this testing they do genetically and all the different types of things they can do. We know they can grow ears in a doggone laboratory now, so they can probably grow organs, which I'm quite sure they can, you know, just because of the DNA, because of cloning. Here's another article. She forgot to mow her yard, so they arrested her in front of her children. Off the grid news. Police in Shahoika, Illinois, took Connor to the station, booked her, and held her for 30 minutes. KMOV TV reported, it's grass, it's the lawn, Commerce said when the reporter asked her about her arrest. I've never heard of being arrested for not mowing the grass. I understand I violated a code, but, you know, take the channels, give me a ticket first, make me appear in court, Connor says. I know there's got to be channels other than if you don't mow your grass, you're going to arrest you right now. The single mother was arrested 2 weeks after receiving a code violation for uncut grass. She was upset because police never ticketed her, gave her a day in court. Another reason why Connor was so upset is that she had 5 children in the home left unattended when they arrested her. I'm surprised the Department of Family Services didn't come take the kids. The only person nearby was a code enforcement officer who was apparently sitting outside in his car. Disturbingly, Connor is far from alone, and several municipalities in the St. Louis area where she lives engage in similar practices. Residents in Pagagale, Missouri, were fined and arrested for such infractions as having weeds growing in a vegetable garden, having chipped paint on a drain spout, and having hedges over 3 feet high. Okay, guys, move out of Pagadale, Missouri. Just leave. I mean, this is ridiculous. Throw these guys out of office in that city who are doing this. Now, this is code nonsense gone on steroids. I mean, I remember years ago in Celebration, Florida, Disney was still running Celebration. Now, this is the Disney who brings you, I guess it was the Mouseketeers, who then brings these children into these weird things. They turn into these giant, just entertainment whores like Katy Perry and Madonna and you know, Miley Cyrus, you know, after so many of them go through the Mouseketeers thing. That yes, it's that same Disney. And Disney was basically fining all of the residents for not having their yards cut, for not having this done, not having that done, all of this because it was in Celebration, all these super strict codes. So finally, the neighbors all got mad, and they weren't allowed yard art. And so they started taking pink flamingo statues and started sticking them in all of the lawns in Celebration. And as they would find them, they would move the pink flamingos to other yards. And finally, it made national news that Disney was running basically a Gestapo type of yard thing here there at Celebration. And it started getting so bad as far as the publicity for Disney, Disney pulled out of Celebration and sold it to the developer because they had enough of trying to police everybody. Guys, listen to me. You know, just buy yourself 10 acres, put Bougainvillea all the way around it, or viburnum or some bushes or trees or whatever. Tell the neighbors to go away and forget about what their yard looks like. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Unless you're living in a gated subdivision that, you know, has extremely sensitive regulations, they don't have to do that. They certainly don't have to get put in jail for not mowing the grass. I mean, that's ridiculous, Austin. What do you think?
Well, no, it is. That's absolutely completely out of line and unconstitutional. I mean, that's a civil infraction. It's a grass. I mean, it's an HOA issue. I mean, put a lien on the house if it escalates. I mean, don't take them to jail and book them in county because they didn't mow their grass. I mean, that's so far beyond brain dead. I don't even know why an officer of the law would follow that type of code. I was just telling them, I'm not arresting them. You can have somebody else come arrest them. I'm not doing that. That's completely unconstitutional. I swore to uphold an oath. And this clearly breaks that oath, so I don't know what in the world that was all about with there. I'm not sure if there's more to the story or if they're just that brain dead up there that they're arresting people for grass. Other thing, too, back to the GMOs I wanted to touch on in Alaska. Alaska passed a bill up in the Alaska, where is it at here, with the Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski up in Alaska that basically required any of the GMO salmon, the Aqua Bounty salmon that's coming out, to be labeled. And of course, again, now since this has gone through with the DARC Act 2.0, this now has turned around and completely reversed that. And now they're going irate up there as well because now they have no idea if they're eating real salmon or the Frankenfish salmon that they're calling it.
Austin, I'm out of here, buddy. I'm getting ready for Hagman tonight. So, guys, listen to me tonight. I'll be on for 3 hours from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hagman and Hagman tonight. And, again, with Dave Hodges on from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Sunday night. God bless you guys. We love you. Thank you for supporting HealthMasters.com. Oh, by the way, we're going to introduce a special. I want to give it to you guys tonight, too. I've told you guys over and over again that I did a tape series, a CD series, got 8 CDs, and it's a home study course is what it is, and it's called Maximum Success, How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. It covers like the 37 principles of success and like the 38 or 39 principles of failure, what causes people to fail. It also has in there the top 10 foods never to eat. It has multiple CDs on health and nutrition, how to start your own business with little no money down. I've got a master's in business along with Austin. I put this together about 10 years ago for Pastor Rod Parsley. They sold a huge amount of these units on their TV show all over the world, and I got so much positive feedback. But now, because of the technology is pretty much going to downloads and not to CDs anymore, we have these left in inventory. So what we're going to do tonight, it's going to be Doug Is it Doug CD set is what it is? Okay, Austin, is that that's the
term? Yeah, it'll be Doug CD set. We need to keep it pretty exact for our coupon and also for our inventory. So it'll be Doug, D-O-U-G, CD, just like it is. C is in cat, D is in dog, and then set, S-E-T.
Doug CD set. And what we're going to do, for every order of $200, this CD set is still on my website for $129. It's a home study course. I'm going to give it to you for free. Now, this is only as good as the supplies last, and we've only got a couple hundred of these things left in inventory, and so it's going to be free. No additional charge. I'm not going to even charge you any additional shipping, anything, because it's going to be free put in there, because a $200 order is going to get you free freight anyhow, and we're going to give you this free CD set called Maximum Success, How to Live Disease-Free, Debt-Free, and Worry-Free. What it is a three-dimensional lifestyle approach for Christians. We cover prayer, we cover affirmations, we cover all the stuff that we've talked about so many times on this show of what you need to do to have all of this health and basically success in your life and not to be worrying. So guys, it's a phenomenal set. It's only why supplies last. If we do run out and more people have used the coupon code and we have a big, huge onslaught tonight on Doug's show with this ordering, then what we'll do is we have some other CD sets we can throw in, but I can't reorder these because I've got to order them at 1,000 sets at a time to get a decent price on them, and I don't want to inventory that many again because of the technology. So, guys, this is the shot. We've got a few hundred of these left. That's all we have. Once they're gone, they're gone. It's going to be Doug CD set, $200 order, $129 for the CDs and the home study course, totally free. No additional cost. Guys, we love you. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for getting at least your multiple vitamins through us. This is just a little thank you gift I wanted to give you guys for just supporting us, because I know a lot of you guys order $200 at a time, so now you're going to get the CD set. And it'll give you an incentive to just to get the CDs, because I really want to get these in your hands, because I spent years putting this program together. So we love you. I appreciate you guys. I will talk to you tonight again. Please tune back in. And Austin, the show is yours, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it, Dad. We'll hear you on the show tonight. But, yeah, that CD series is going to be a pretty cool option for a lot of people. Because, I mean, it's got so much information from everybody that he's learned from through the radio shows, through the seminars, you know, with Zig Ziglar, with Jim Rohn, with all those guys. And so he's compiled all the information he has together, you know, that he's learned over the last, you know, 40 years doing this now. So it's a pretty good protocol, and it's definitely something I think you guys will like a lot. But anyways, back to some more health stuff here I got for you. Depression in pregnant women and antidepressants. This is something I wanted to bring up today because I've gotten a lot of emails over this, not just recently, but it's just something that I hear about on a semi-regular basis. And so I wanted to talk about it here. Multiple studies have linked antidepressant use during pregnancy to a number of side effects. They range all the way from preterm birth, low birth weight, infant convulsions, autism, cardiovascular defects, excessive brain fluid, smaller heads, lots of different stuff. And it's estimated between 6 and 15% of all women use an antidepressant during their pregnancy, with most of them being SSRIs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Now, this is a significant problem because you guys already know, we've talked about it numerous times on the show, what the SRIs do to the brain and how they completely change the brain chemistry and make it very, very difficult to come off them as well and to feel normal once you come off of them. Now, there's a lot of different supplements we have that I'll go into in a minute, whether you're pregnant, whether you're not pregnant, very key ones that you need to make sure you're taking on a regular basis. But a new groundbreaking study from researchers associated with the BABA Center at the University of Helsinki Children Hospital in Finland has for the first time in history recorded the effects of SRI exposure on the electrical activity of newborns' brains. The study published in the journal Cerebral Cortex involved 22 mothers using SRI drugs and 62 controls without medication and found a direct link between fetal SRI drug exposure and the less organized communication between the baby's brain hemispheres, as well as weaker synchronization between rhythm. The negative effects seem to outlast the known withdrawal period that is commonly seen in newborns exposed to SRIs. They go on to state, we found many changes in the brain activity of SRI-exposed newborns. Since the changes did not correlate with the mother's psychiatric symptoms, We have assumed that the results are the side effects of maternal drug treatment. This is the first study to show that prenatal SRI exposure in humans can affect the newborn cortical function beyond the acute withdrawal period. The question, of course, is no longer whether antidepressants are harmful, but rather how much of this research will be necessary before regulations take action or remove them from the market or make them extremely more controlled. And this is an issue, guys, because this is something that's very, very common. It goes on to here say even with children between the ages of 0 and 17, 26,000 of them were given to children under the age of 1. More than 2 million children between the ages of 0 and 11 are given antidepressants every year. This is some really rough stuff, guys. Really causes some serious side effects long term. And the most important ones we've talked about before are the B vitamins and the omega-3 fatty acids. Those two right there are super, super important. That's why the first thing I talk to somebody about if they're having issues with any type of mood is make sure you're hammering the cod liver oil and our B-complex. Now, if you're not taking any medications, the 5-HTP is also a really good one, the 5-hydroxytryptophan, but you cannot take that compound in conjunction with an SRI if you're currently taking those. But those are the main ones that I recommend, and even for children, when they're born, they need to be getting just a lot of omega-3s. The woman, if she's having, you know, prenatal depression issues, the same thing. You need to bump up her cod, you need to bump up her B-complex. When I've dealt with women that have been going through this and, you know, customers and stuff, I would probably say at least 70 to 80% of the time, just increasing a real high dose B vitamin like our B complex and omega-3 cod liver oil, just those two and adding them into their already, you know, normal prenatal protocol will almost completely eliminate, if not greatly reduce, any of the mood symptoms that they're currently having. It's really that easy. You guys don't need to be on SRIs just because you're having a low-level mood or you're kind of tired. Same thing goes for postnatal as well. A lot of women have, you know, postpartum depression, and that's another thing that's very easy. And a lot of time, again, if you know, omega-3 and B-complex, the body has just pushed everything out along with the placenta. And so all those nutrients, everything that's been sucked out of the body going to that baby, are gone, and the body's very void of a lot of minerals and nutrients that it needs. So those are some key things that I wanted to recommend, and just make sure you guys understand those SRIs need to be used as an absolute last resort, if any at all. And in my opinion, if they're used, they need to be used for a short period of time to try and control the situation, and then at that point, they need to be tapered down. But using this stuff for long-term, your whole life, man, that's not something I would ever recommend or ever wish on anybody at all. Now, also, too, this is completely off topic, but I printed it off today because I wanted to address it because I had no idea this was going on until somebody brought it up to me. I heard somebody talk about Pokemon the other day. And I remember from the 90s, the Pokemon cards. I remember that whole era. I remember people trading those and people stealing those and all that. I was never huge into it, but I remember being around it and seeing them and playing with them occasionally with little kids when we were young. But apparently, there's some giant Pokemon game on these smartphones and iPhones now. So somebody brought it up to me the other day, and so I just kind of clicked it up and started looking into it yesterday to kind of figure out, like, what is all this Pokemon stuff? I'm like, I hear people talking about it. I have no idea. I feel like I've gone back 20 years in time, and I started looking into it now, and it's this massive overnight sensation where people basically use their mobile devices to find and capture virtual Pokemon characters, which is just fantastic. But what's going on now is it's becoming a very serious issue. Apparently, you're trying to run around with your phone like a complete and total moron, engulfed in your screen, completely void of any type of deductive reasoning, and trying to find this stupid Pokemon, and apparently it's leading to some pretty serious issues. They're saying now the game was used by four teams in Missouri to lure nearly a dozen victims into armed robbery, police and media reports. They said they were so involved in the game and not paying attention to what was going on, their entire entire situational awareness had gone down. That was from Greensboro police officer Ben Wingfield. So this is pretty stupid stuff that people are getting so wrapped up in their phones. So be very aware of what's going on with it. Secondly, I wanted to talk about the cybersecurity effects of this, especially if you have kids that are using your phones that you're paying for. Be very aware of what they're downloading. In order to play, the app needs to A, know your location through your device's GPS and access the camera. Adam Reeves goes on here to say the Pokemon Go is a huge security risk. He lists what's on here with their version, and it requests access to and not limited to contacts, finding accounts on the device, location, accessing locations and precise locations via GPS and network bases, modifying or deleting the contents of your USB storage, reading the contents of your USB storage, having full network access, activity recognition, prevent phone from sleeping, Google Play billing service, pairing with Bluetooth devices, receiving data from internet, accessing Bluetooth settings surrounding view network connections and control vibration. And that Reeves guy goes on to say here, he said, I want full account access to basically everything with your phone, everything you do, everything you look at, everything you have saved. It accesses it and can actually change it. As it says right here, modifying or deleting the contents of your USB storage. It has it right here on their thing. He said, it looks like a great fun game, but there's no way it's worth the risk. So I don't know if you guys know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. So if you didn't, don't feel bad, because I just found this out yesterday. But I just wanted to bring it up on the show and give everybody a heads up. If you got kids that are playing this game, to make sure you know what they're involved in, to make sure you know they're not running across the street, running into neighborhoods they shouldn't be in. I mean, this right here, this whole game thing that they're doing, sounds like child abduction just waiting to happen. So I highly recommend you don't let your kids engage in that type of behavior on the phone thing. I don't see any useful purpose in chasing your phone to find a virtual Pokemon in a drain gutter somewhere. I really don't understand the point of that. When I was a kid, you know what we did? We ran outside and rode bicycles. We built dirt hills and made jumps. We had a dirt bike that we rode around in retention ponds. We went out to the orange groves and, you know, picked tangerines when we got hungry. That's what we did around here in Florida. I don't ever remember chasing a phone down the street to find a virtual Pokemon. That just didn't really seem like it even would have been enjoyable back then. But things change. I guess it is what it is. This is part of the technology. Another article on here, too, now with Applegate. Back to some GMOs. Applegate has been one of the leading natural and organic meat brands in the United States, and it announced Wednesday now, let's see here, that they are committing to removing all GMOs from their entire supply chain, from animal feed to finished products, and they want to gain full third-party certification. Guys, this is huge. This right here isn't just the whole GMO as in, oh, we don't have GMO food in this packaging. They want to completely remove it from their animal feed and have third-party certification stating, yes, we've tested all of their products and they're 100% non-GMO. The announcement comes as Applegate launches its first-ever non-GMO project verified products. They're organic chicken nuggets and the organic gluten-free chicken nuggets. In June of 15, the company successfully removed GMO ingredients from all products. However, today's move goes further down a supply chain to animal feed and includes third-party verification. That's what we talked about before, is one of the issues with a lot of this stuff with GMO isn't just getting GMO out of the food, you know, out of the packaged food you're eating. It's that the eggs that you're eating, the chickens are eating GMO corn, they're eating GMO feed. The beef that you're eating, if it's not organic, they're being fed GMO, you know, soybeans, corn, feed, all that stuff. So they're still ingesting it, and it's called epigenetics. It's changing the cell structure of what's in these animals' DNA and in their body. So you're sitting there, you're eating this mutated garbage along with ingesting amounts of glyphosate. Remember I talked about before that they stated, you know, months after this testing, they were still finding glyphosate in breast milk in these mothers. Talked about that a couple weeks ago. This stuff is stored in the tissue. Regardless of what Monsanto wants to claim, they've directly said now it is stain in the tissue of human beings and mammals, of course, as it would be the same correlation. So you got to think about what you're eating and what the animals are eating that you're eating. So this is pretty cool that Applegate's doing this. The president came on to say it's very significant that today Applegate is promising to go even further on our quest for transparency and traceability in removing GMOs from our entire supply chain, including the most problematic part, animal feed. Exactly a year ago today, Applegate became a standalone subsidiary of Hormel Foods with the promise that we would continue to lead in changing the meat we eat, and that's exactly what we're doing. So I'm pretty excited to see that, because what you're going to start seeing now, guys, with this DARK Act 2.0 getting passed and these companies that are fighting it, and now we're seeing Campbell Soup is intentionally labeling GMOs now without anybody forcing them. Applegate's going out of their way now to even remove the feed that the animals are eating and their meat. These companies, they need to be supported. No, they're the ones that are coming out and doing it without being forced to. You know, anybody that is getting a court mandate or a federal mandate can follow orders. If you get ordered to pay a traffic fine, you pay a traffic fine and you get on with it. But if you go, I'm just going to donate money to a traffic fund that helps with building a roadway, that's a whole different story. I'm not telling you you need to do that. I'm just using that as an example. These guys are voluntarily coming out without anybody forcing them or coercing them or finding them to do so, and they're saying, hey, we're not going to use GMOs. We're even going to go so far, we're not going to use GMOs and the animals that we slaughter. We're going to get as clean as we possibly can. So this is pretty cool, and I definitely think that this is going to start catching on more and more and more now with these companies that are trying to separate themselves from a lot of these complete total garbage manufacturers that really don't care about anybody's health in America. It's simply the bottom line, because GMO foods are a little bit cheaper. That's the truth. But again, what's your health worth? I mean, it doesn't matter if you have great insurance. It doesn't matter if you have all this stuff. If your health is horrible, if you can't live, you can't enjoy any of it. So what's the point of it? So spend the extra money, eat clean, stay healthy, and enjoy life. And speaking of that, that rolls right into this article. I wasn't even trying to segue into it, but it worked perfectly on that. Eating more fruit can substantially increase happiness level. That's interesting. Eating more fruit and vegetables. University of Warwick research indicates that eating more fruit and vegetables can substantially increase people's later happiness level. Published in the prestigious American Journal of Public Health, the study is one of the first major scientific attempts to explore psychological well-being beyond the traditional finding that fruit and vegetables can reduce risk of cancer and heart attacks, which we've already known this, but this is pretty cool. They're actually putting this out now. This is out of the medicalexpress.com. So this isn't, you know, something like our website putting this out. This is a pretty cool article. And they said happiness benefits were detected for each extra daily portion of fruit and vegetables up to 8 portions a day. The researchers concluded that people who changed from almost no fruit and vegetables to 8 portions of fruit and vegetables a day experienced an increase in life satisfaction equivalent to moving from unemployment to employment. The well-being improvements occurred within 24 months. The study also then followed more than 12,000 randomly selected people. These subjects kept food diaries and had their psychological well-being measured. The authors found large positive psychological benefits within 2 years of an improved diet. The work is a collaboration between the University of Warwick, England, and Australia. The researchers found that happiness increased incrementally for each daily portion of fruit and vegetable. The study involved an examination of 12,000 randomly sampled diaries. That's what I was just telling about over here. And it goes on to say, the study has policy implications in showing what happens with an unhealthy diet. The findings could be used by health professionals to persuade people to consume more fruits and vegetables. So it's pretty cool. And what you see about this, and what's happened is, as you guys most know, the enzymes, the minerals, the nutrients, all this stuff that's in vegetables and fruit, especially with organic, really clean stuff that hasn't been sprayed with pesticides and everything else, your body needs it. This is what we were designed to function on. We were designed to live off the natural food that we grow right out of the ground. You know, these Hungry Man meals and these TV dinners that everybody buys and loads up on out of the freezer section in Walmart that I've seen before, that's not stuff that we're even supposed to eat. Quite frankly, you shouldn't even be giving that food to your dog. That's not what we were designed to function and live off of. Sure, you can stay alive off that food. You'll survive off that food. But that's not something you're even going to be able to function at 100%, probably even 60 to 70% off. And it's definitely not going to prevent any type of significant disease in the future. If anything, it's going to directly lead to it. So, guys, that's why we talk about so much that diet's so important. I had somebody on the phone last week, I think, and they were trying to talk about getting their immune system back underway, getting their blood sugar under control, getting their diet and their, or not their diet, getting their weight under control, but they didn't want to address diet. They kept wanting to bring up supplements. Guys, we have some of the finest, highest quality supplements in the world. I'll tell you that right now. I take a lot of them. But if you're not willing to make a lifestyle change, if you're not willing to change your diet, to change what you eat on a daily basis, to change where you go out to eat, to change what you bring home, if you're not willing to make those changes, our supplements may help you out some. They probably will. They're going to be better than anything else you're going to take. But as far as what you're wanting to accomplish and the full spectrum of potential of what you could really be getting out of them is going to be so minimal. You have to change your diet. You have to change your lifestyle. You can't wake up and eat a Snickers bar and a hot fudge sundae for breakfast and then go eat a chicken McNugget at McDonald's and that's your main meals for the day and expect to have any type of energy or health in the future. Can't. It's not possible. Same thing I've told people before, losing weight. I say, you know, we got the CLA, we got the cinnamon extract, and HGH stimulate. That's a triple stack right there that works great at really helping to lean down naturally and maintaining muscle tissue when diet and exercise is put in accordingly and properly. Don't buy the supplement if you're going to go and eat Taco Bell and McDonald's every day and expect to lose 10 pounds in 5 weeks because you think that's what the supplements are supposed to do. No, guys, it has to be an overall lifestyle change. But I appreciate everything. Thank you guys for the emails. Dad's going to be on the Hagman Show again like we talked about tonight. The Doug CD set, no spaces, all lowercase. That's going to be a pretty cool program that we're running sale this weekend. For free, all you need to do is add it, the coupon. You don't need to add the CDs, just add the coupon to your order, and we'll immediately add it to your order. But I appreciate everything, guys. If you got any questions or emails or phone calls, call us, emails, anything you guys need. You guys have a blessed night. Enjoy the Hagman Show today. Have a safe, awesome weekend, and I'll talk to you guys again on Monday.